Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
TJ, if you could do me a favor and get Governor Cuomo on the phone at some point this morning.
All right.
Going to air some grievances. I got some beefs.
Oh, boy.
Am I the only one whose eyes almost got stuck up in their head from rolling them over this stupid license plate crap?
Yeah. This is this seems to be another state cash grab.
It is.
Right. I thought it was just me being negative, thinking the state's always out to get me.
And it totally is. And they're playing this game like, you guys get to choose which one.
Thank you. Thank you. That's just a distraction.
Yeah.
I don't care. I don't vote.
Is it, and it, if we can vote, is there a place where you can say none of the above?
Yeah.
As we vote for this silly new license plate?
I vote for option number one.
Oh.
I just held up the number one
sign.
Oh,
that one.
Yeah, I'm edgy.
Yeah.
Read between the lines.
I mean, didn't we just get the Empire gold plates recently?
I mean,
the blue and white ones are a mess, of course. We all know that. And then so they said, well, we got brand new ones now. These blue and gold ones are awesome.
I think it was longer ago than you might think. I mean, but in the scope of what? Recent could be, what, six to 7 years ago? I don't know.
I don't care. I don't want to pay $25 on top of my registration fee. And then if I want to keep my plate, which I have memorized, I don't want another plate. I like my plate number.
Yeah.
Then I got to pay an additional $20.
That's one of those where my laziness will get me. I don't want to go changing my plate at Easy Tag at the parking garage. And
yeah,
you know what I mean? It's like getting a new debit card.
Yes.
You got to change your number everywhere.
Do you have your license? She says she does, but do you have your license plate memorized?
Yes. I have three out of my four memorized.
Oh, that's right. You have trailers.
Yeah, I got it.
I was like, you should have more on there than three or four.
No, I got, five if you count my four-wheeler.
Oh, wow, you're going to spend a small fortune getting these.
Yeah. Yes, you are.
It's like Sanford and Son over at my house. No, because when the blue and golds came out, I just remember going, oh, what a throwback, and not being from here. Like, you still can know about the blue and gold plates from the movies, you know what I mean? So I was like, oh, cool, I gotta have those. And then I remember going down there and they charged me for them, and I don't know.
But there's a part of me that also had, when I took my road trip over the summer and went through all those states, I had a little bit of envy for the states that have a nice looking plate, because ours do look stupid.
I
don't
want to
pay
gold.
$25 for it, but
I don't know. I like the blue and gold because you're right. The white ones look like every other state until you get right up on them. But I don't know. This is just, you're right. It's a straight up money grab. Mm-hmm. I mean, if the problem is that they're citing is the peeling of the paints. Look, we paid for those plates. Run on our money. Mm-hmm. But I say the onus is on you to replace that shoddy plate with a good one.
Yeah. Do you see any other state having problems with their plates? Gosh. Well.
Well, that must be why people in this state are moving in droves to those.
Yeah, it's the license plates. That's why. Good morning, B Studios.
Yeah, good morning. You guys are talking about the license plates?
Yes, sir. We're complaining about them.
Okay, 10 years ago, they made them blue and yellow because there's too many white license plates out there, and the law enforcement couldn't recognize them, so it's back to the blue and gold and blue, and now they're going back to white license plates.
Because the one they showed on the news, the one they're proposing for us, that it's white, has some stuff and says Elixir or whatever at the bottom of it, Excelsior. From 100 yards, that looks like a Pennsylvania plate or an Ohio plate.
Correct. And that's why they will switch to the golden blue. And my plates are peeling. I had to re-glue it back on because they wouldn't exchange them because I have plates that I had 20 years ago, the number. So I agree. I you know, we shouldn't have to repay for those plates.
Right. I like the one thing we can agree on as a people is talking about what crap the state is.
Oh, I heard it yesterday driving. I drive bus for like 7 minutes. I'm like, what?
Well, let me rephrase that. It's a great place to live aesthetically and everything. Yeah. It's just the entities that run it.
Yeah, I like some of their designs. Mm. We'll make them gold. Yeah. So the state police can know, hey, New York plate.
Thanks for the call, man. Yeah, the geography, the people are great. It's the bureaucracy.
Hey, you're next on the B. Good morning.
Good morning. I just wanted to know I have one of the peeling gold plate things, but I have noticed them on other states also. So the plastic coating that responds to the weather that's peeling was also a scam. Not a scam, but... in other states also. We're not the only ones.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't travel enough to really notice that.
Oh, I don't either, but we have lots of college students that I see plates from all over.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense, yeah.
And I noticed that just because I have one. And once I started noticing mine peeling, then I started noticing it on other plates. And, gee, it's not only New York State that got this idea pitched to them.
Yeah.
Well, how are those college kids going to be able to afford another 25 bucks on top of what they already don't have, right? Thank you so much.
Sure. Have a great day.
All right. Yep. Bye.
Pull up a picture of the plates they showed on the news last night. The ones I referenced that say Excelsior.
Excelsior.
Yes. On the bottom. Because I just received notes here from more than two people. I don't know why I just didn't say three. I'll just read this one. Hey, just so you know, the voting for the new license plate design is a complete waste of time. They have already chosen the Mario Cuomo bridge design.
No.
The material has already been delivered for production to Auburn Correctional Facility. I got that from three different sources.
You are kidding me.
I can believe that.
Did you see the picture?
Yeah.
Is that the former Tappan Zee Bridge?
Yes.
Current?
The new one. Yeah,
this was the big thing.
I mean, if you're going to feature our most famous bridge, wouldn't it be the Brooklyn?
It might be the George Washington, but they're
but
going
not
with,
the Cuomo.
No, it's brand new.
B Morning Coffee Club. Good morning.
Good morning. I just heard about the Cuomo Bridge being already picked for the plate.
Well,
aren't they missed? Oh, go ahead, Newman.
I was just saying, it's a speculation at this point. I just got three different reports of that, but go ahead.
Well, my big thing is, all right, we're all upstaters here. Why is it that every time a new plate comes out in the past few years and they're trying to push something, it's always New York City related?
Well, I liked it because one of these plates actually had, of course, it had the Statue of Liberty and then a skyline, but on the left it had Niagara Falls.
Well, yeah. That's,
so we were
that's
a little bit in one of them.
Yeah, just a little bit, but we're the majority. I mean, New York City is just a tiny little speck compared to the state.
The tail wagging the dog, sir.
Yeah, no doubt. I'm waiting for the plate with Cuomo's face on it that says, "In Cuomo, we trust."
Wait 5 years.
Yeah, those will be free, too, by the way. Right. He'll hand those out.
I'm sure. Have a good day, guys.
See ya.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.